Okay. So we started we started Parakeet, which is Mafsida Zahiris. So he said the first one is the Tir Da'ilamis. Yeah. The first one is the Tir Da'ilamis, which is we get caught up with life. We get caught up with life and we can't focus on measuring our ways. We just do and do and do. We just get one thing leads to the next, and we don't focus on anything. Okay? Now, he says an interesting thing here. He says that the Mesrash brings a Chazal. The Chazal says, Chachamim, Allah Hashem, when they said this, he said, "Have been ma'it be'esek ba'asoik ba'Torah." Don't be so busy with your work, rather learn Torah. So he says some people may think that if the whole point of the Yetzer Hara is to get just busy so you don't think about these things, now sometimes people can get so busy goofing with their learning that they don't think about it either. They're so busy keeping their schedule, and they're so busy, like, I have this chavrusa, that chavrusa, I'm running around, that I don't even have time. And there's such a thing like that, that sometimes it's just, we are very busy in our schedules, and we have our things that we do, and we're doing tons of learning and teaching and mitzvahs and everything, that, like, the learning itself is causing us this tirda. So, right? There's a story that a guy had a dream. This joke. This guy had this dream, and he says, and he's so scared. He sees God in his dream. It's like appears to him in the dream. And it's like petrifying. So he goes to the Rav, and he's like, he says, "What'd you see in your dream?" He said, "I don't know. So it's a scary thing," or whatever. Basically, he's like, "Okay, look, it happens sometimes. Sometimes, things that you're thinking about just appear, in your dream. It's not like if you went to the zoo and then you see an elephant. It's not like the biggest question, right?" So he said, "Let's go through your day." So he said, "Look, Rabbi, I'll tell you my day. I got up, I went to Davin, came home, had breakfast. I did my thing, washed, bench, went to my first chavrusa, davened, went to my second chavrusa, went over sub, went to my third chavrusa, went to Marv. I didn't think about God all day. There's no way that that's why it appeared to me in a dream." Right? So sometimes the activities themselves create the traffic in our mind. So on that, he's saying no, because the Torah itself, even in that scenario, has a supernatural ability to bring out the koach of the neshama in the person. It puts you in touch with your neshama, no matter what, because the Torah is the language of the neshama, so it awakens the neshama. So automatically, the Torah is not going to create this issue. The Torah is not going to create the traffic in the person's mind that he's so busy with everything else that he can't decide how to become better. People that are learning and become busy with their learning, it doesn't overrun them to the point that that they don't become better people. It's the opposite. It brings out that tzad tov in the person.
They always say, like, the car got special times also.
No, of course, yes, because you have to know overall. But he's saying Lemaisa is how he learns this, as Rav Dan learns this, what he's saying here. And the Eisek, the Torah itself, is not gonna even dry you out. Okay? Okay, so really, at the end of the day, this is what we need to do. We need to inculcate the lessons of Zahiris, which is the ability to measure our ways to some degree. Okay, and then he goes on, and we spoke this out yesterday. It's true that a person has to work Litzarach Parnasa for the purpose of Parnasa, but the too much Asik doesn't make a lot of sense. Right? So we this is what we said, that the purpose you see here, that you should make itim latoro, which you see from here again, the way he says this is, you should de designate times for learning. So you see from here, he says, don't get over too caught up in your parnasa, rather do a kfiyas itim latoro. Why is that? Why is that the two sides of the coin? And the answer is very simple. If a person realizes that their parnasa is from Hashem, so then the kfiyas itim batorah becomes easier. Because they know, look, I'll have time to do my basic needs of parnasa, but I still will have the time to be kaveh my zman and learning, and therefore it's not going to take away. The most important thing you need for zeros is learning, and like he brings the member of a Pinchas Ben Yair, the Torah made in these years. And then he explained the whole thing that Torah is a tavlin, and as we discussed yesterday a little bit, the Torah tavlin aspect that. The actual Yetzer Hara, the Torah is a spice for the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't defeat the Yetzer Hara. It allows the person to channel the Yetzer Hara and use it. So sometimes, most people, I think, their biggest mila, their biggest, what's a mila? Their biggest attribute, trait, the thing that they have going for them is itself their biggest challenge. Right? A guy that's a perfectionist. So he's going to end up doing good things. He's going to end up, everyone knows this guy puts out a product that's great, but it also limits him because he can't do anything that's less than perfect. So he's too afraid to try things. Doesn't want to fail, right? Someone that's too confident, so he's confident, so he can accomplish, but then he's too confident, then he's the opposite problem. So he doesn't dot his I's and, before he does something, he's automatically, he doesn't take criticism well. Right, someone that the people's biggest mila is often their biggest chesaron. Right, because usually we're not exactly perfectly balanced. Usually, you have ADD people that can't, whatever. But that makes them exciting and be able to accomplish, because they're passionate about stuff, and they just think out of the box and just do. Right, it's like. It's all about knowing what you're able to do. You take that guy and try to make him into an accountant. That's not the way to go with this
Save a
guy.
lot of taxes.
What?
You can save you a lot of taxes.
So you need to know what your traits are. So that's what the Torah tablet is. The Torah allows the part of a person without subduing it is to bring it out. So it will bring out that that's going to be his character. So he's a geschmack guy. So he'll be able to do it in a refined way. He'll do it in a methodical way. He'll do it in a responsible way. So that's the idea of the Torah Tavlin. Okay, the Torah is the spice for the personality of the person. Who knows the most about the Yetzirah is Hashem, for who is Yiranu, and he told us that the refuah for that is Torah. Mi'efai, who should come now? Yanichena, we'll leave it on the side. V'yikach and we'll get involved in other things. If a person doesn't learn Torah. So then he explains what's going to happen right here. Yomamish explains it. Unbelievable. Person doesn't learn Torah, then what's going to happen to him is that his tzad guf, his guf, is going to become empowered, and he's going to be interested in only physicality. And once he's interested in only physicality, he can no longer be possibly do zehiras. Because now what's motivating him is his physicality. So you can't balance things in life and decide this is good, this is not good, it's not going to work. Not going to work. So Imamovich explains this. A person goes away from Torah, he gets into physicality. The Vilna Gaon says that the one of the biggest nisyonos for a Talmid Chacham, for someone that learns, is that the Yetzer Hara first tells him, listen, you should get into money a little bit. Why? Of course, I'm not telling you to get rich, but no, you have some extra money on the side. It's good. It'll give you a little more nefesh, and you can, and also your tamchacha. You should look a little bit more put together. You know, you gotta appropriate whatever. So, and you know, it's all the Shem Shemayim. It's all the Shem Shemayim. So he says, once the Yetzer Hara got in and convince you to go for it. L'shem Shemayim, in the end, now you're in his, now you're, now he has her. Next thing you know, he's just going to be running after her. Which the Vilna Gaon's message is very strong nowadays. Very powerful message in our generation. Okay, Shkorach, before I get in any more trouble.